Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Liverpool will take a 2-goal lead over to Villarreal after the first leg, an own goal after a Jordan Henderson cross, and then Sadio Mane got on the end of a lovely through ball by Mo Salah. He was onside by the finest of margins, and a quick fire Liverpool strike, two goals within 2 minutes early in the second half, gives the Reds a big advantage, and Edel, job as well. I mean, listen, we'd have liked to absolutely blitzkrieg not away, but listen, 2-0 in a first leg at home, absolutely fantastic. Our goalie hasn't had to break a sweat. Anfield looks delighted, and rightly so.
Yeah, and we've seen from history when we blitzkrieged, what's going on there? A little bit of afters.
Trent Alexander-Arnold's involved with Sutton. Adrian's in there. We can see Jürgen's in there laughing at someone. Jürgen's just standing and looking at people laughing. Thinking, get away, lads.
And now the refs haven't told Foyt to calm down.
What he's on about.
No, but I mean, we've seen from years gone by in the past when it looked as if we blitzed Roma. And I think when it was the second half or the second leg in that game, I know it was still away goals kind of played the part, but it was, we didn't really know how to measure ourselves in that game. And there was an awkward period where they was able to get back into it, and then all of a sudden it swung on a pedal, and then we needed goals again. So I think 2-0 is like half-time score. You know that there's still work to do, and you know you've got to be switched on and focused throughout the whole of the next leg. So I think it sets us up nicely. It gives us enough balance. Look at them. Their fan base is still bouncing. So, you know, they was clearly happy to just enjoy this occasion, this atmosphere, getting this far in this competition.
What that shows you, though, is that it's going to be rocking the second leg.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to being there, but hopefully it's to see Liverpool get to a European final, but it's going to be rocking their place, their fans, fair play to them. They haven't stopped singing all day. Jake Pacheco with the $4.99 super chat. Thanks very much, Jake. Says, Fab is the best DM in the world. Week after week, he bosses them in field. His anticipation for passes is incredible. I thought without the ball today, he was impeccable. I actually thought on the ball, he was a little bit
below par.
He was a bit chill. He snuffed out a lot of potential counter-attacks before they even happened. But yeah, overall, mate, I think Liverpool played very well there. They had a little bit, and that's what we were saying, you can have a little spell in any game in the Reds where you can just go bang, bang, they can hit you twice, and that's exactly what they did. And before you know it hit Villarreal hard. Yeah. Their plan was clear, because even at 2-0, they had no interest in coming out. So they obviously just wanted to get back to their place. They fancied themselves at home. Liverpool had bought themselves a little cushion there. And like I say, going to an away leg with a 2-goal advantage in
a semi-final.
And more often than not, you'd expect Liverpool to score a goal. In every game they play, they tend to. And then that means if Villarreal have got to score three, just like a four is extra time.
It's a massive.
It's a big ask for. So I think Liverpool should be happy with
and
that.
And with the fact that, you know, we're getting to a point where it's the second leg of a semi-final, we should now be in a position where the experience that these lads have been able to, simulate whatever the word is, kind of get over the last couple of seasons, it should be enough to see them over the line. They should have that experience under their belt now, so they can feel confident that when they go in, they will be in complete control of the tie, even if in moments of the game they are a little bit backed against the walls, or they're getting turned around more than they'd like to. They should have the experience to see them over the line on that, so I am happy. Guys, make sure, we've had over 4,000 of you watching as well. Make sure on your way out you like the stream. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you all here. Like I say, coming up today on the Redmen TV, soon after on the YouTube channel, Errol will be back in the chair with your reactions, the fan reaction show. Head over to the social accounts now. Ross has put the tweets out and the Facebook button and everything out there. Go in there, comment, and Errol will pick the best. And if you're a club legend subscriber on Redmen Plus, you guys can use the Discord as well. If you're a YouTube member, you can get involved in the live chat on that show as well. Then I will go over to the board for the player rating show again on the YouTube channel. Get yourselves involved. It's an interactive show. We want you guys to vote for your man of the match and also to help me out giving each of these wonderful footballers a mark out of 10. And then streaming live on Red Men Plus later on this afternoon. Well, this evening as it is now, it will be the instant match reaction again. Errol and I back in these chairs going in depth on the game, 20 minutes to half an hour or so, picking out the key points that will be, like I say, streaming on Red Men Plus. If you don't know what Red Men Plus is, it's essentially like Netflix for Liverpool fans. It's got weekly content, weekly shows. There's my QR code there, so scan that, go to the website right now and find out what it's all about. Tons of content around each and every game, but also a huge back catalogue of documentaries, features, interviews, and best of all, because we're so busy in our lives these days, it's all pretty much available in podcast form as well. It isn't just a video service, it's also a podcast streaming service. So if you've never checked out Red Men Plus, if you're watching this video, scan there now. If you're listening to this as the podcast later on, or you're watching on your phone and you can't quite scan the QR code, redmenplus.com is the place to go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, Errol, before we sign off from this show then, I think if you'd have offered us 2-0 beforehand, we'd bit your hand off.
I'd have bit your hand off.
Funnily enough, the way Villarreal played, I think they might have sneakily accepted that as well. Yeah. They come for a 0-0, but they got themselves a 2-0, but they were just hoping that the tie wasn't dead. And listen, Bayern Munich saw that they've got a punch, and they'll be hoping maybe they can get Moreno back fit for the second leg and offer us something. But Liverpool will go to Spain next Tuesday, hoping they getting themselves a goal. It was similar almost to that Roma game. I know away goals was different, but one goal almost kills the tie. That's what Liverpool should be thinking now.
Yeah, and I wanted us, I know it sounds mad, and you was like, oh, you know, we can't be in a position where we expect to blitz them. I didn't almost want to. I wanted us to have something to play for next week. I wanted the lads to have something to be focused on. And you can see the line there. It's almost like when AC Milan were 3-0 up against us, they just thought, we don't have to come out in the second half. Like, we can see the cup there. We don't have to come out in the second half. And I almost feel like if we was 3 up and potentially 4 up, we'd be like,
the end of the Benfica game became a bit of a shambles, didn't it, when everything was like that? You're right, Liverpool have got work to do still in Spain.
And I like that, because that gives us the hunger, that keeps the intensity, that keeps the momentum, because the last thing you want is to even potentially lose 1-0. I know we'd go through on the night, but you wouldn't want to lose 1-0 in the semi-final there. You want to make sure that you make a strong and solid account of yourselves into the final if you can. So it's an absolutely great position for us to be in. It puts us in full control of the tie. It means it's going to be more of the same again. I almost imagine I'll be sat here, maybe not at this time, maybe half an hour earlier with Chris, and they'll wait if it can be 2-0. Until the last 30 minutes, 35 minutes, and then they'll come out and go for it. Yep. I think their objective will be, let's not give anything away in the first half, and let's try and get this tie and close the tie down into an extra time in 45 minutes make it alive. But I personally just think we're going to have too much for them next week. We've got to be really confident of that. And again, we've set ourselves up nicely.
We have had another team come to Anfield and essentially defended deep. You know, they weren't as... as defensive minded as Everton. They still tried to get a little bit, they just couldn't. But in the end, Liverpool scored two goals. And again, bit of good luck for the first one. The second one is an absolute world class goal. And mate, we'll talk about lots and lots later on in the last reaction, but we can end this bit just talking about Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane is Liverpool's best centre forward at the moment, and he's proving it. Another poacher's finish from Sadio Mane. Great run, amazing work by Mohamed Salah. Absolutely brilliant, great timing. Lovely outside the boot finish past the goalie. Like, Sadio's playing himself into Liverpool's best 11. Again, Liverpool signed Luis Diaz to go on the left wing, and Sadio's gone sound. I am fucking playing. I'll go centre forward and I'll be better than all of these. He's done it again. He's delivered. Yeah. Delivered the goods. He's a big game player, Sadio, and he's done it again.
Yeah, and he's proven that is that. That's the key phrase there, is that big player, big game player for us. And the fact that he's comfortable in that position, yeah, as I said to you before, he's a bit of a hybrid between what Bobby and Jota can both offer us. Yeah. I think the early chances in the first half, Jota probably gets them on target, and then it's that work rate of that run from deep, but then Carrick continuing his run, which is kind of Bobby-esque, do you know what I mean? And obviously he puts himself about in the front line on the pitch as well for us. And I think the thing with Sadio, you know, people have said it, you know, all season, I've been guilty of it myself, giving him that criticism, and I always kind of contextualise the criticism that I gave him about when he's got too much time, he overthinks it from that left-hand side. He just gets too much time. Sometimes he gets too much time and doesn't make the right pass. Sometimes he gets too much time and he doesn't get the right shot off. Now his game has been robbed of three or four touches. So everything you've got to do has got to be more concise. It's got to be more precise, and it's got to pack a punch.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. We need to get someone in the comments to do a count for us. That can be your homework before the next shows. Let us know, out of the goals that Sadio scored since he's come back from AFCON, how many touches it's taken. Because I still think he scored, is that 10th? I think that's his 10th goal. I'm saying, if I'm doing the bingo, I reckon 8 of them have been first time finishes.
A lot of them have. Most of them have. Headers, touches, flicks, little touches. You're absolutely right. And what I would say is that he finds himself in the middle of the sticks three times, he gets the header wrong.
Yeah.
He kind of slips off the Konate one when the nod's down to him. Third one, bang, man. Right. So he isn't a natural centre forward, but he's making a job of it. And like I say, if there's a European Cup final tomorrow, my guess is Sadio's playing up front for it, and that's what he's delivered. Again, he's delivered the goods for Liverpool Football Club. Right then, like I said before, guys, keep an eye on the YouTube channel. We'll be back very, very shortly, Errol, with your reactions. Like I say, get your posts in, get in the Discord if you're a member, get in that live chat as well. I'll be back after that with the player ratings, and like I said before, Red Men Plus for the instant match reaction. Come and join us, I promise you, we're here for the ride. Liverpool, what are we? It is the 27th of April at 10 p.m, and as it stands, Liverpool could end this season still. It might not happen. They could still get a quadruple. That's where we're at right now. There has never been a better time to come and join us. We've got you covered every single angle. We've got the Reds covered for you guys. So do come and join us. Thanks very much for watching this show. Thanks very much for being with me and Errol for the watch along. It's been an absolute pleasure having over, 4,000 of you at one point. The numbers have been absolutely fantastic. We appreciate the support. We're all off for a quick breather. We'll be back with the other shows soon enough. See you in a bit.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.